Thank you, Steve.
First, guys, I'd like to just, you know, I think everybody on the show is probably familiar with Aviva and how you guys operate. But tell me just a quick, maybe 30-second overview of the company, your size, and what your main focus and strategy is.
Steve, this is Bob Antonowich. In my 10 reasons for representing Aviva in 2010, the one I start with is the Aviva story, which for those storytellers out there is fantastic. I mean, the history of Aviva PLC, the parent company, is the oldest and longest continuously operating insurance company in the world, tracing its history back to 1696. It's also the fifth largest insurance company in the world with over 50 million customers and almost $600 billion in assets under management. And even at that, the U.S. story, which we were the old Aviva, Ameris Group, has 100-plus years experience in the U.S., almost a million customers and over $40 billion in assets, great strength, best A, Standard & Poor's, AA minus, and the best thing for producers is we want to grow the life business. We have the resources and the people in place, and our focus is on growing the life business in the U.S., and we put the things in place to do it.
Okay. Well, I know, for example, you guys, over the last year or two, you've seen a lot of advertisements, you know, in television commercials and so forth that, you know, kind of to bring out that Aviva name. So I guess that's been part of your strategy in becoming more of a household presence.
Correct. I mean, Aviva worldwide has a very dominant presence. I mean, they're very well known in Asia and in Europe. Obviously, since they're so new, having purchased us just a couple of years ago, and, you know, we started telling the story in 07, 08, obviously, with the problems last year, kind of cut the budget for last year. But by the second half of this year, we're going to be restarting telling the story. And, you know, around the focus of Aviva building insurance around you and the personalization to the customer.
All right. Well, let me ask you probably the most direct question. If I'm an agent and I'm out there, you know, with an appointment tonight, what's the number one compelling reason, whether it's product or underwriting, why should I show an Aviva product tonight on my appointment?
The number one dominant thing is just our commitment to the customer and building, you know, a top five, top ten player in the U.S. marketplace. And now you have to put all those together to do that. We have great product, both, you know, what we're known for is our index products, and that's still our major focus, but we've got to expand beyond being the number one index player to be a top five, top ten player. But we have the product, we've got the underwriting, we've got the support. You know, we've retargeted, rebuilt the company to support the independent agent marketing system. And probably the main thing is, again, all good things happen to agents when companies have the resources and want to grow.
Well,
most companies are very happy to stay where they're at, and, you know, you're kind of always at the mercy of the company when they really don't care because they're just treading water. But,
well,
you know,
we're looking at
doubling our business in the next 3 years.
Well, let me ask you, you know, I guess with more of a focus on product, you know, index life obviously is a big one out there. And, you know, with the kind of the turbulence in the market these days and people, you know, wanting to participate in the upside of markets, you know, when they go up, but they don't, you know, they can't stomach losing 20-30% of their portfolio when the markets go down. Why Aviva's index product? And Jack, don't be shy. If you've got questions, jump in. You know, what I want to do is get into the guts of Aviva and your index story. And so why tonight do I show the Aviva index product?
Well, again, now, let me go first. This is Bob. But, I mean, you're actually going right down my list of the 10 points. Because I don't have to go digging through, but I would say the number one thing is we have the experience and expertise. We've been the number one writer of Index Life for over 7 years now, so we've got the experience. I mean, our people live and breathe and focus on index products. There are a lot of companies that, you know, that have it as a sideline product because that's what's hot the last couple of years, but that is our company focus. And then secondary to that, we have the critical mass. An index product is a very sensitive product to the cost of the options, to the interest rates. There are so many different parts, and having the critical mass that we have on both the life side and the annuity side gives us a tremendous edge.
Now, so what are, for those maybe in the audience who haven't sold an index product or, you know, peripherally, you know what you're meaning by that, what are you indexing? You know, how are you getting your return, and where is that management expertise coming into play?
We index to the S&P 500 in almost all of it. We have five different index accounts. We have one that's a multi-index, which is the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ 100. But most of the money, most of our focus is on a pure S&P 500. And obviously what an index product does is the company promises to pay the performance of the underlying index. Now they can, they don't buy the stocks. They, you know, they have to manage to meet that number. So it's that expertise in handling the investments and the options to make that investment. I mean, there have been annuity companies in the past that selling index products were not able to manage it and ended up not having the ability to pay it and ended up being in trouble. So that ability and the expertise in investing and managing is extremely important for the performance.
Okay, because that's the S&P matching. Is that on the guaranteed column or the projected
column? On the current side. I mean, we have an underlying guarantee of 2%, but the actual current is based on, I say, depending on the strategy you use. We have both annual point-to-point, two-year point-to-point, monthly average, monthly cap, and then the multi-index. But the agent and the client can pick the strategy or combination of strategies they want. And then what they do is, right, the company guarantees to pay what that index does.
Okay. Now, what other kind of features would you say that your index product has? That, you know, loan provisions or withdrawal provisions or, you know, maybe shortened surrender charges, you know, what kind of bells and whistles would it be?
Again, a couple of great bells and whistles that you need, and it depends on the product, but we have a no-lapse rider that we put on our one index product, the Advantage product, which makes it one of the most flexible, competitive, no-lapse products in the industry. We've been a major player in no-lapse for the last 5 years, and that's continuing strongly. So if you're in the no-lapse market, we've got both an index product for that and a non-index product for that if you're not interested in using an index. But then we've got an excellent accumulation product. But the kind of the major riders that go with just an index is we've got our Life Protector rider, which if you're using the accumulation product and the index to accumulate money for a distribution, one of the main things you have to worry about is overloaning, taking too much money out and having the policy lapse. So yep. We're one of the first companies to put out a Life Protector rider that guarantees that the policy will not lapse due to overloans.
Now, is that an election that gets made upon taking the loan or at the very beginning of when
you can make that election anytime, even after you take the loan? It is a rider, the Life Protector rider. There's no charge for it unless it's triggered, and it can be added or taken off at any time.
Well, you know, for those who don't know, why should I be concerned if I take a loan versus a withdrawal? What are the pros and cons of each? Let's say my client has $300,000 at age 65, and they have two options. They can either withdraw monthly income from that cash value, or they can take a loan. What are the pros and cons of each?
Well, again, the pros and cons are generally, again, on a withdrawal, you can really only withdraw at a basis before you have to pay tax on it. So your withdrawal is limited to the amount. Well, I mean, you can withdraw as much as you want, but the tax favorability is only up to the premiums paid. Once you start withdrawing more than you've paid, it becomes taxable. And what that does, but you, in a withdrawal, you don't have to pay interest on it. You know, you're just taking your money out.
Yeah.
An advantage in an index product is you can have the best of both worlds, and we have both a guaranteed zero wash option, so you can take a guaranteed zero net loan option on the, for the distribution or for your loan, or we have, we're one of the first companies to come out with a variable loan option, which basically leaves the money in the market, so you can be borrowing and getting market returns on the money even though it's tied to the corporate bond fund rate. So you can be borrowing at bond money and earning market rates or interest, you know, equity rates, so that the you can possibly have a power loan. You know, you can be earning more on the loan than you're paying. That is a little riskier because the market, as we've seen, can go down. So you might have a year where there's a negative spread. But, you know, over the long haul, if you're borrowing for a long period, 10, 20, 30 years, the returns in the market should perform well. But we have both the variable loan, the guaranteed zero wash loan, and then the life protector rider that keeps it from lapsing due to the loan. And generally, you're better off with a loan instead of the withdrawal.
Yeah, so if I've got the client's got $300,000 and I can tell that client, look, under a loan, maybe you can start taking $30,000 a year tax-free as a loan, and it's not going to affect the account value portion of your plan. So that account value will still be at $300,000 invested as if it were still $300,000 in there, earning whatever the return is on those investments, as opposed to withdrawal. Instead of having $300,000 every year, you would have less. You might have $270,000 or $240,000, and that's less money in the market performing for you.
Correct.
Yeah. And now, if I elect, because the I guess the thing everybody's worried about is, well, if this thing lapses, then I've got all these back taxes that are due.
Right, because actually it's a misnomer. You know, everybody always says tax-free loans, and it is actually not a tax-free loan. It's a tax-deferred loan. The loan is only tax-free if the policy ends in a death benefit. Right, I mean, if the policy lapses before the individual does, those the gain on those loans becomes taxable. So that's why the Life Protector Rider is important because, right, I mean, loans are tax-deferred, not tax-free.
Yeah, it could be a hefty bill when someone's 85 years old.
Correct.
You know, to, well, then that's great. How much
let me give you,
you
let me give a couple other bells and whistles, though. We also have an early cash value rider. If you need, especially in a corporate sale or in a situation where you need to show a high first-year surrender value for accounting purposes, we've got an early cash value rider that is very, very interesting and usable. And then we also probably our most unique rider. The most important thing that affects both our accumulation products and no-lapse products is our wellness rider.
And how does the wellness rider work?
The wellness rider is we work in partnership with Mayo Clinic on that, and it's a rider that you can add to our permanent plans that has both a benefit side and a reward side. The benefit side are provided by Mayo Clinic. You're a participant in the Mayo Clinic wellness program, and they've got a wellness website. There's a 24-hour nurse hotline, different communications, a quarterly newsletter, annual calendar. But all those benefits are provided by Mayo Clinic. And then on the reward side, it's a way for the consumer to earn discounts on their cost of insurance going forward. And, I mean, it's the only product out there that will give a consumer discounts after the policy's in force. And on top of that, it's, we all know, the most expensive part of any insurance product, especially long-term, is the cost of insurance. So getting discounts on that cost of insurance going forward is huge.
Okay.
I have a question, Bob.
Yeah, Jack.
Are you guys still, I know there's a few companies out there that actually have external exchange programs. Are you guys, do you guys still have that available?
Yes, Jack, we still have the external term exchange program. You can take an existing term policy up to 36 months old and guarantee to convert it to any of our permanent products.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So basically, as long as a customer has gotten $1 million or less in the last 3 years with a major, you know, one of the major good companies.
Yeah, again, there are approximately 85 companies on our list, and that's available on our website, or we can get it to anybody. But it covers, those 85 companies cover 90% plus of the term that's in existence out there today.
So that's pretty huge. So guys that have existing term clients can just basically go and convert them over to your UL products with no real underwriting. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, especially going to the no-lapse. I mean, because basically what a no-lapse is permanent term. We all know the problem with term insurance is, you know, people buy 20, 30-year term because they're believers in term, they're termites. And we used to get questions all the time, well, how can I get my term longer than that? Because they all recognize what the problem is at the end of the term period. So this is a way you can take somebody who's got a 20 or 30-year term that they've bought in the last 3 years and convert it to a permanent guarantee term for whatever length you wish, whether it's to age 65, 75, 100, lifetime. The beauty of our product is you can pick as long as you want to guarantee it for, and obviously the further out you guarantee it, the more expensive it is.
Well, what I like about Aviva is you kind of get the best of both worlds. You've got very cheap no-lapse guarantees. I mean, your no-lapse guarantee UL prices are as cheap as anybody out there. If you go on to any of the CompuLifes or the iPipelines and runs, I mean, Aviva always comes up right at the top for no-lapse guarantees.
Yeah, we're generally always in at least the top 5 or top 10.
But so you got the guarantees, but then you've got the S&P indexing potential of much higher cash values. So you actually have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest advantages. With the index engine, you have the ability to accumulate more in account value. Because while everybody, we all know that you buy a no-lapse product because you're never planning on changing it. You know, I mean, I'm buying it not for the cash value, and where that really comes from is the fact that most companies have very little to no cash value.
Right.
With an index no-lapse, especially in that critical period of 5 to 30 years, you generally potentially have much more in the way of accumulation value so that people can have an exit strategy. Because most people actually, I mean, you know, when you get out there 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, there are changes in needs. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, even though they buy it today expecting to keep it forever and they want a guaranteed death benefit for life, that doesn't mean that 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now they may not need an exit strategy to go to something else, and more value is always better.
Absolutely. One other question I had is, you know, you're starting to see a lot of companies out there, you know, put on these long-term care riders or like chronic illness riders. Can you guys talk about your portfolio as it relates to any of that?
What we generally get, we do not have a critical illness or long-term care rider. What we feel is in most cases, you know, those really do not do the best job for people, especially if they're buying it because they need the death benefit. You know, those things always reduce the death benefit, and if you've bought the insurance because you need it for an estate plan or for whatever, you know, paying it down for those benefits is not the best way to go. And we have the other offset, though, with the Life Protector Rider. One of the things you could do is, without any restrictions, you can make the loans, you can borrow the money out and trigger the Life Protector Rider so you can get out even more money than you can under a long-term care or critical illness and still not have the policy lapse. So, you know, depending on the person's needs, you know, there are some places where a critical illness or a long-term care rider is the best for the consumer. You know, no one has the universal lock on having the best product for everybody in the world. But for the vast majority of people, I think that, especially when they're looking for or they have the need for the death benefit, having the access to the cash and is always worrisome with most because the policy might lapse. But again, with ours, that can't happen because of the Life Protector Rider, and you actually have more flexibility.
That's a really good point. Also, underwriting is also important. Do you guys are you guys still doing the table shave? Or?
Correct. Yeah, we actually one of our most exciting things at the company, and just so that I've actually been with Aviva Ameris for 10 years now, and I'm more excited today than I've been in my entire time here. One of the things in underwriting, in which we started the actual table reduction program almost 3 years ago now. So we're well into the table reduction. It's working well. But a couple of things we did last year is last summer we brought in a new chief underwriter. We brought in Kent Major, who was the guy who built the underwriting department at American General. Kent came in, and he's rebuilding and restructuring and refocusing our underwriting and is doing a great job. We've had some major strides under Kent's leadership since last summer. We just brought in a new associate chief underwriter, and she was the associate chief underwriter at Principal. So both of them have excellent backgrounds with excellent companies who have excellent underwriting reputations, and they're going to bring a new leadership focus to us. But with that, you know, we underwrite our underwriting process is we have dedicated underwriting teams. You won't have just one underwriter, but you will have a team. So you know, you can actually talk to underwriting and new business. We've got a $10 million retention, right? We've got the table reduction, which is standard table 3, up to age 70, up to $10
million. Okay,
we've got that external term change, but also, and we're very flexible. We have a tele-app. We have an e-app. We're very flexible in working with the producers the best way possible for them.
Well, Bob, let me ask you, does that mean that if a producer wants, he can send the apps directly into Aviva?
Correct.
Okay, and if a producer has a question and he wants to call an underwriter direct, he can do that?
Correct.
Okay.
That's great.
No, that's very good. That's a very powerful incentive. Let me ask you something. You know, I was at a meeting one time where Aviva had some kind of a program in the business market, small business market. They had an underwriting advantage. With policies and face amounts. Can you re-jog my memory what that was?
Yeah, again, that was we came out with the end of last year a deferred compensation program, which has both simplified issue and guarantee issue involved in it. Which let me back off for a second and give you one of the key things. One of the things we can add to any producer is we've got an excellent fully staffed advanced marketing team and advanced marketing department. We have 4 full-time JDs who all have field experience. They've all been producers in the past. They're just not theoreticians. We've got 2 CPAs, an MBA. I mean, our advanced marketing department is excellently staffed with good people who understand the business. And they've developed a couple different turnkey packages. One of them, we've got a turnkey premium financing package. We have money available. We've got a turnkey estate planning program. We've got the turnkey deferred comp program. That deferred comp program has about 30 different pieces to it. You know, not everybody uses all of them, but depending on how you're setting it up, there's a lot of different material. But it has at a minimum of 5 lives. It's simplified issue. At a minimum of 10 lives, it's guaranteed issue.
Okay, well, let me back up a second. If I'm, because this just ringed a bell to me. If I'm in a small business and there are, let's say, a small physician's practice or a small law office and there's 10 people total, I can sell them a policy and each of them individually will get a policy. I'm assuming this is it either term or UL?
No, this is the good stuff. I mean, again, like I say, what happens with both the table reduction program, the term exchange program, this guarantee issue, simplified issue, this is not a loaded product just for those programs. They have access to the good stuff. They have the stuff that's available to everybody, even with full underwriting.
Okay, so I can walk into, let's just call it the attorney's office, and I can sell all 10 attorneys in this practice each individually an index policy, and it's no underwriting guaranteed issue?
Well, again, now there is a formula. You know, you have to fill out. I mean, it's not just you can't walk in and say, I want $1 million on each of them. You know, it is a program. But yeah, I mean, a woman by the name of Zarita Reynolds is the contact person for the deferred comp, but she can get you the census and all that stuff. But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, if obviously though the main thing is there are formulas involved and participation
okay.
requirements involved, so it's not quite as easy as just saying 10 people.
I understand, but I can give a group coverage on a simplified to guaranteed issue basis. The premiums, would they get paid individually by each person?
And one of the advantages of our program, you can do it either way. Now, it must be an employer-employee relationship. This is not for associations. It's not for groups, per se. This is purely employer-employee.
Okay.
But they can be individually owned. That's one of the advantages to us. They don't have to be owned by the corporation. It could be used for 162 bonus. It could be used for split dollar. I mean, you know, you can set it up however you wish. But, yeah, but it could be corporate owned or it can be individually owned.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, because I know one of the ideas that had sprung up is, an employer could give each employee a policy, yet each employee would pay for the policy, have the death benefit, but I believe the employer would actually own the policy itself and the cash value.
Well, again, as I say, it can be a actual deferred comp where the company's paying for it. It can be a 162 bonus. It can be a split dollar. I mean, the actual, or you know, they can be actually individually owned by the people paying the premiums. You know, we're very flexible in that, but it must be an employer-employee relationship.
Okay. And if an agent has a case like this and he's got questions, who would he call?
He should call Zarita Reynolds in our Advanced Markets Department in the home office.
And would you happen to have that extension or phone number?
I do. Just hold on one second. Zarita's extension is 3173.
3173. Okay.
What's the 800 number again for everybody?
The 800 number to Advanced Markets is 800-525-7133.
Or for the now, as a reminder, obviously in order to call the home office, you have to be contracted with the home office. And that's where I think it would be also good for every agent to call their upline, work with their upline in getting information, you know, about the products and so forth. Because certainly, you know, there's a lot of interesting things that Aviva can do.
And again, just besides advanced marketing support, we've got great marketing support just for producers. I mean, we've got a very easy to use comprehensive software illustration system that has everything from regular illustrations to you can add multiple columns and supplemental illustrations to college funding to pension max to there's a lot of marketing material available in the software. Plus we have ongoing, now again these are for agents only, but we've got ongoing webinars that the company puts on. They've got 10 different webinars for the month of March. We've got a marketing support team and a lot of different materials and a lot of just third-party stuff. Again, Steven Lineberg's marketing monthly newsletter is available on our website. So we provide a lot of marketing support besides the advanced marketing.
Okay. Well, I wonder if at this point, Donna, if anyone has any questions, maybe we should start opening it up, and then we can talk through as people have questions. What do you think, Donna? I wonder if we lost Donna somewhere along the call.
Here I thought I was interesting and exciting.
All right, well, we'll go ahead and, let's just keep going, and I'm sure Donna will get back on and be able to, you know, assist with opening up the forum for any kind of questions. So I'm gonna kind of open it up to Steve. I know you've kind of sat in the background. You know, I'd love to hear what you know, what you're doing and, you know, some of the things that, that we can get from your side of the house.
Oh, well, thanks, Steve. And Bob did a great job providing the information. And I go back to your question, Steve, in regards to if I put myself in that spot as to what I would talk about tonight sitting in front of a client. And I basically, just to fine-tune that a little bit, as an agent, if I can provide a guarantees, whether it be death benefit primarily, to a client, but at the same time offer them an opportunity to enhance their lifestyle, just simply going to the doctor, and we're going to give you credit for doing that, I think what you've provided a client is a different story and a different approach to selling the product. And it's a very good story in that we really want to enhance everyone's lifestyle and help everyone live longer. And to simply go to the doctor, take care of yourself, keep your weight within a certain range, you're going to have not only a guaranteed benefit that on a index chassis still has the opportunity for growth should it happen, but you'll also receive discounts on the cost of insurance going forward. I think that's a compelling story. And if I was out talking about Aviva tonight, that would be my story.
Oh, that's actually really good. You know, one of the things that I also like about Aviva from a compensation standpoint is the targets seem to be, you guys have different products for different accumulation and different targets. So, you've kind of got the guarantee products that are lower targets, you've got the middle targets, and then you've got the higher targets, which allow, you know, agents to kind of put together a program that makes sense.
Yeah, and Jack, that's a great point. And one of the things, and Bob certainly mentioned it, index is obviously one of our strengths, but for those producers who have not gained a comfortableness in the index, which is very understandable, we do have a guaranteed UL that is a fixed, non-indexed. The no-lapse guarantee rider is actually built into that product.
What's the name of that product, Steve?
Guaranteed UL Solution.
Guaranteed UL Solutions, okay.
So for those like the no-lapse but do not want to mess with the index, you can offer that particular product, very strong product, and it also is available with the wellness rider.
Yeah,
and just
great.
One other thing, at the older ages, just for one other differentiation, at the younger ages, generally under about 65, the Advantage generally will have a little lower guaranteed premium, but as you get into the older ages, over 65, the Guarantee UL Solution product will generally have the lower guaranteed premium.
That's great. You know, one other question I have, too. I mean, there's a lot of people that are in the estate planning market, so there's a survivor need. And I know I've done some comparisons, and you guys have a pretty good product on the SUL product, the Survivorship Universal Life. Could you guys touch upon that?
That was one of the things. I'll jump on it, Steve. I had under one of my points was niche products. All right, we've got an excellent, one of the only survivor products that's indexed, which, again, it's a very competitive no-lapse, but it gives you the ability with the indexed engine to accumulate even more money. The survivor index, but plus we also have both an indexed and a non-indexed single premium product. Our multi-choice is an indexed single premium and then a traditional single premium, which make great annuity alternative products.
One of the things you had brought up in the past question, Jack, too, was the long-term care rider. And we have received a lot of feedback from the field as we look at product development at Aviva as to what some next opportunities are. And we certainly understand there are a lot of long-term care riders available now, But that is one that's basically has maybe gone to the top of our list as we go forward in 2010. Taking a look at that, we looked at it as a standpoint. It's a very nice combination with the Wellness Rider. And those types of features that match up with the wellness obviously enhance the opportunities. So that's one of the things I did want to mention, that as we look down the road, maybe on our development list pretty significantly.
Okay. Well, Steve, apparently, you know, I think Donna must have been having some phone complications.
I'm here, Steve.
Oh, okay. Well, to unmute the phones for anyone who has a question, and we're going to be running out of time, you know, pretty short now, but if someone has a question, press *5,
*6,
and that will unmute them.
Steve, it would be *6 for any questions, please.
Oh, *6 for any questions, sorry. Try to give somebody an opportunity. I know, unfortunately, with the phone problems, we ran a little long, so...
If anybody has any questions, please press *6.
Yeah, I have a question about the no-lapse universal product under $100,000, the SUL it's called, I think.
Okay.
I have a lot of prospects who are in their mid-50s to 70, let's say, looking for $50,000 of lifetime coverage. And they can't afford the $100,000 of that terrific product, the Advantage Builder that I love, because they're going into retirement and they can't spend $200 a month, but they can maybe spend $100 a month. And I haven't found that under $100,000 SUL product is priced at it's almost the same price as the $100,000 of the Advantage Builder. So I wish the company had more of a price focus for $50,000 at age 55 and above. Because there's a big market out there of people to sell it to.
All right. Well, I guess that's more of a commentary. Unless, you know, Bob, I don't know if maybe it's a question of, is that something you guys have ever thought about doing, or?
I'll punt that one to Steve.
We've obviously that does come up, and I appreciate the question. We will need to, and we've continually looked at that, to be real honest. The pricing becomes a situation for us in on that death benefit. And, you know, it's something we've continued to look at. We obviously had, Bob, you'll have to refresh my memory. We did lower the death benefit on the one of
the Guarantee UL solution does go down to $50,000.
Go down to 50.
But it does not go under, but it does go down to 50, which is one of the advantages. But yeah, but the price ratchets up, so you know
it's
paying half the premium.
Yeah, I think it's probably boiling down to actuarially what you guys are able to use as a minimum threshold to make your, I guess, profit.
That's correct.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Are there any other questions? Because I know before, you know, we wrap this up, because I know we're going to be going on, you know, close to an hour before long. So before we wrap it up, is there any other questions?
What is the issue age on the SUL? Up to what age?
The Survivor product goes to, hold on one second. It is issuable, I don't have it in front, but it's issuable to 85. Issue age is up to 85.
Okay, so I've got a client that has $100,000 coming out of an annuity, and she wants to put some life insurance on her father who's 80. Is that a competitive product to do a single pay?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, well, again, you're talking about for the second to die or just the single premium?
Just the single premium.
Yeah, no, I mean the single premium, both the index and the traditional non-index product are extremely competitive in that marketplace. And one of the things is they're actually a guarantee issue, a simplified issue through Table 4. So they do have an additional underwriting advantage. Instead of the table reduction program, you've got the, you know, it's actually done on a short form app with a standard through Table 4.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. I think you would also, if you could, once your question is answered, maybe press star. Okay.
Five.
Star five. Perfect. They just did. Any other questions before we wrap it up? I think we could probably have time for one more. Okay.
Steve, I'll just make one other comment based on the other question, the single premium. And Bob mentioned a little bit on, since our repricing, our guaranteed UL is stronger at the older ages. The other item you will find is that we are very strong on limited pay type scenarios. And single pay was just brought up, but guaranteeing a person's death benefit to age 121, but actually paying the premiums over a limited period of time, you will find those to be very attractive. So just another thought since that was brought up.
Okay. Well, guys, I think we're out of time now. I want to thank Steve and Bob and Jack for being on the call and Donna for putting the call together for us. And, again, I'm Steve Rohl, and thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your busy day to dial in. So with that, thank you, guys, and we look forward to seeing Aviva in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That concludes the Telus Show for Aviva. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.